Scott Engel here with Trey Mancini. Trey, so far you're on pace to almost double your walk rate of last season. Do you feel like you're being more selective so far at the plate this year?
Yeah, I think so. And that's something I wanted to work on. I could tend to chase some pitches out of the zone a lot prior, and that's definitely something I worked on and being a little more selective.
I don't know how much you pay attention to the numbers, but your batting average on balls in play, which we fantasy players pay a lot of attention to so far, is .269, which is well below the norm. Do you feel like you've been unlucky so far?
Yeah, it's been, the last 2 months, it's been kind of tough in that regard. You'll hit a lot of balls that you think are going to drop in, and they don't, and it happens. And, yeah, it seems to have been happening a lot this year. So yeah, it's been kind of a challenge there. But a lot of that's credit to, teams do a pretty good job of shifting now and reading the scouting reports, and that might have something to do with it. And then, yeah, just some tough luck here and there.
Along those lines, you had a big breakthrough year last season. Do you feel like, based on what you just told me, like the team's really adjusting to you now? They have more of a scouting report than you. Of course, baseball's a constant game of adjustments.
Yeah, it is. I think, part of that's the case. And then for a little bit, maybe the last 3 weeks, I haven't quite been feeling like myself either. So I'd say it's a mix of those two things has been the reason for me not, doing as well as I would have hoped so far. But, hopefully things can even out a little bit and can get hot here.
You went undrafted out of high school, and then you drafted out in the eighth round out of college.
Yes.
How much of that was a motivator for you?
It was definitely a motivator. Because it's right around draft time now, so you always kind of look back at your experience there, and it was kind of a tough decision. I really thought about going back to school, and then decided to pursue my professional career. But you use it as a motivator. But again, I think scouting, especially in baseball, it's kind of a crapshoot a lot of the time too. So I don't take it too personally. I thought I would have liked to have been picked higher at the time, but I'm not in any way bitter or looking back, I think it was good for me, kind of where I was drafted, and gave me a little chip on my shoulder and just helped me to work even harder. And it's like I said, it's just I think it's really tough to scout kids. You just never truly know how anybody's going to turn out too.
Fantasy baseball, not that know anything about it or how to play it, but you do play football. How do you react when people tell you you're the drafted instead of the drafter and say, hey, Trey, I have you on my fantasy baseball team? Do you take that as a compliment because you play fantasy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely cool to be a player that people own on their fantasy teams. But I play some fantasy football with some of my college friends. We've had a league for a while, guys from Notre Dame. So yeah, all the guys I played baseball with there. So it's pretty cool to think about that. Yeah, you're available and get drafted in that.
Who's your favorite NFL team?
The Redskins, Washington. My mom grew up in Bowie, Maryland, and my whole family is DC sports fans. So I kind of, even though I grew up in Florida, I always kind of swayed toward DC sports.
So how do you feel about the quarterback change from Kirk Cousins to Alex Smith?
I like Alex Smith. I think he's really good. They're in a tough division there, though, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I've always liked Alex Smith. He always seemed to get the Chiefs to the playoffs, and he did a good job there. He's good at managing games, I think.